the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Friday, 26th. April 2019. I am your presenter, Whitney Milina. In the headlines, Education Minister Peter Sejean responds to recommendations for pay increases and appointments of teachers by UWE Open Campus Dominica head Ms. Kimon Joseph. 32 community-based organizations serving rural communities in Jamaica last week participated in an assessment exercise to help them enhance their skills and build capacity to serve residents better. And President Maya Threepala Sirisena says the alleged ringleader behind Sri Lanka's Easter Sunday bombings was killed during the hotel attacks. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Get the perfect pair of frames at Quartz Optical. Get 30% off your second pair of glasses. With Quartz Ready Finance, you can make this upgrade today with nothing down and nothing to pay until after Easter. Get your perfect pair today, only at Quartz Optical, the largest and fastest growing optical chain in the Caribbean. Value you can see. Special conditions apply.
Does paying various bills every month come across as doing hard labor? Then it's time to break the chains, because Fast Cash is ready to consolidate your outstanding debt. Bring us your overdue bills or loans and we'll pay them off together, leaving you with one easy monthly payment. And we're not stopping there, because you'll also receive $500 cash back. Is this Christmas? No, this is Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Welcome back. Event coordinator, Calypsonian, comedian, and popular MC Val Coffey is challenging the government of Dominica, especially the Ministry of Tourism and Culture, to create the proper avenues and initiatives for the promotion, recognition, and economic empowerment of Dominica's artists. Coffey recommends that consideration be given to naming some lanes and streets after some musical icons in Dominica, those who are living and some who have passed on. Coffey spoke to the media at a Mama Creole press launch on the 25th April 2019 at the Calypso House in Baffa State, Roseau.
And I want to challenge the Ministry of Tourism and Culture. I want to challenge the government of Dominica. It is time to change Caney Avenue. It is time to change Virgin Lane and all the other names that we have that don't belong to Dominica now. We have 90 years of music in Gordon Henderson, in Ophelia, in Great Jeff Joe. You walk into Gordon, you walk into Martin, you go into Paris, these people are living legends. The French had to come to fix the grave of Jeff Joseph in Dominica. We can do better than that. We need a Creole Wall of Fame. We must stop talking about what we want to do and start doing it. We can build an international airport, we can build a hospital, but the only therapy that you will hear at the airport and at the hospital when the nurses are moving through is music. Music is the greatest therapy that you can have, and we have to give that support to our artists.
Event coordinator, Calypsonian, comedian, and popular MC Val Coffey. Minister for Education Peter Sejean has responded to the recommendations made by UWE Open Campus head Ms. Kimon Joseph, who stated that teachers in Dominica deserve an increase in salary and better appointment opportunities. Sejean was speaking at the Dominica Association of Teachers Annual General Meeting, AGM, on Wednesday under the theme Education, an Essential Investment.
We have sought, as government, to put conditions in place to hasten outstanding appointments. And as you would have heard earlier this year by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit, it is a matter of priority for us.
Minister for Education, Peter Sejean. Dominica State College, DSC, emerged winners of the Junior Achievement, JA, Dominica and Scotiabank Initiative Camp 2019, which was held recently at the Dominica Public Service Union Hall. This camp forms part of the Road to Success initiative sponsored by Scotiabank International. Four school teams were given the task to find innovative solutions to challenges that emerge into the world of finance and business. The participating teams included the Convent High School, Dominica State College, Isaiah Thomas Secondary School, and the Dominica Grammar School, who were assisted by mentors in producing viable solutions. The Convent High School came in the first runner-up position, while Isaiah Thomas Secondary and Dominica Grammar School were awarded for their participation. The Dominica State College team presentation centered on the need to develop a swift Snapchat, WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter-based platform to promote and deliver improved financial literacy programs. The team comprised Cody Jean-Jacques, Kaya Lawrence, Keja Charles, and Shania Edwards. They will represent Dominica at the online-based regional initiative camp later this year. For the competition at the DPSU Hall, the teams brought along their fellow students as supporters, as they were also engaged in educational games centered on making informed decisions in regard to entrepreneurial development, workplace readiness, and well financial management. This was in keeping with the local observance of a Global Money Week, GMW. GMW is a Child and Youth Finance International, CYFI, initiative. It is in an annual finance awareness campaign built to aspire children and young people to learn about money matters, livelihoods, and entrepreneurship. It is held in March each year. This year, GMW 2019 took place worldwide from 25th to 21st March to 31st March 2019. The 2019-2018 Community Health Aid Training Program Ceremony presented a new team of 27 trained medical personnel to Dominica. Ms. Jean Jacob in the Ministry of Health shared some insights regarding the importance of having trained personnel in the health sector and why the Ministry of Health and Social Services held this training program. Ms. Jacob said the 6-month training program saw 27 trainees from the 7th Health District engage in 13 units of subject material, which cover key components in health.
What they are?
We have sought as
The goal of any healthcare delivery system is to foster optimal health outcomes by providing cost-effective, patient-centered quality care with a service emphasis. The Ministry of Health and Social Services, in its response to this overarching goal, saw the need to train a cadre of health workers aimed at strengthening the health services at the primary healthcare level. A 6-month community health training program commenced on October 1st, 2018, at the University of the West Indies Dominica Open Campus. 27 trainees selected from the 7 health districts commenced the program. The trainees are expected to complete 13 units of subject material to include simple anatomy and physiology, introduction to illness, management of community health problems, basic nursing concepts, theories, and procedures, drug use and abuse, physiotherapy, mental health and mental illness, first aid and emergency measures, personal and communal health, psychology applied to community health, sociology applied to community health, maternal and child health, including family planning, nutrition, simple pharmacology, dental health, simple teaching methodology, and information gathering.
She went into some of the activities undertaken by the trainees and shared some words of advice as it pertains to reality and expectations.
During the program, the following activities are undertaken by the trainees: a community profile, Each trainee was assigned to a community in each of the seven health districts for 2 weeks to complete a community profile utilizing a community assessment tool. Demographic data, population characteristics, occupation, housing, water supply, liquid and solid waste disposal, socioeconomic factors, and health data formed the basis of the profile. Reality will not always live up to your expectations. Yet, your expectations always have an influence on the way you live your reality. Your expectations do not magically transport you to the destination of your choice. However, these expectations can indeed provide you with a clear and realistic path to travel. Expectations do not change the world around you. Rather, they illuminate certain specific and highly useful portions of your world. Positive expectations enable you to see the way forward, and they keep you motivated as you do the work necessary to travel that path. Reality is what it is, and conditions are what they are. What you expect for yourself will strongly influence what you make of your reality. Carry the best of expectations with you at all times, and you'll be showing yourself how to make life truly.
Miss Jean Jacob, Ministry of Health. Last on the national scene, leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital, says there is much more to be done to strengthen the aesthetics of the Roseau area. Vital made the comment on Q95 FM radio on Wednesday night during the Freedom and You program. He added that many commuters and users of the streets and facilities of Roseau often face some serious struggles and often just to find parking space.
And although they have done some things, I meet people that often don't enjoy coming to Roseau for a number of reasons. I mean, you could start with the fact that the sidewalks, especially the older persons, the sidewalks really difficult to navigate. And of course, I mean, sometimes I see the tourists on the road really struggling. Should I cross? Should I not cross? Should I pass here? Should I not pass here? It's really tough just to navigate the sidewalks. Sometimes, and although they have done some things about that, sometimes people, the open drains presents quite an issue. Something falls from your hand and falls into an open drain, and that's wastewater from kitchens, from restaurants, and it's not always pleasant if you were to drop a coin or a wallet. I mean, these are things that we need to control, things like the or to address in terms of infrastructure. Simple things sometimes, very simple things that could, even without doing any major infrastructure works, very simple things that can make the place a better place to live, to navigate, to walk, for tourists to enjoy.
Vital also discussed the accumulation of Haitian nationals in Dominica. He says it is well known that the Haitians are hardworking people and we value them, but he is also of the opinion that the Haitians are very politically astute.
But I know the Haitians are hardworking people and we value them, and we know they can make a solid contribution, and we'll work with the Haitians to ensure that they make a great contribution to Dominica. But guess what? The Haitians too are feeling it, and they are not foolish people. They will vote this government out because they themselves are feeling it. When they go to the market, where I see them around town, industrious people, hardworking people trying to sell their tomatoes and their carrots. And they know the economy is weak because often they cannot sell as quickly as they would like to. And they know that this government is the cause of such a weak economy. So they are not people. They are very political astute, and I believe they will do the right thing and to help us to make this country strong, which will benefit them and will benefit us. We value Haitian brothers and sisters, and we'll ensure that we'll create a strong country that they can benefit from and we can also benefit.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital. In other news, 32 community-based organizations serving rural communities in Jamaica last week participated in an assessment exercise to help them enhance their skills and build capacity to serve residents better. The exercise was carried out by the Community Disaster Risk Reduction Fund, CDRRF, which is managed by the Caribbean Development Bank. It benefited organizations in Ramble, Landway, and Trinityville in the St. Thomas, Savannah-Lamar in Westmoreland, Jeffreytown in St. Mary, and Peckham and surrounded districts in Clarendon. The assessment looked at capacity building in areas such as financial management, proposal writing, and governance. And the alleged ringleader behind Sri Lanka's Easter Sunday bombings was killed in the attacks, President Maithripala Sirisena said. Mr. Sirisena said Rahan Hashim, a radical preacher, died at the Shangri-La Hotel in the capital, Colombo. He said Hashim led the attacks on the popular tourist hotel, accompanied by a second bomber identified as Ilam. At least 250 people died in the wave of the bombings on Sunday, which targeted churches and hotels in Colombo. Mr. Sirisena also said that Sri Lankan intelligence services believed around 130 suspects linked to Islamic State group were in the country, and that the police were hunting 70 who were still at large. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Education Minister Peter Sejean responds to recommendations for pay increases and appointments for teachers by UWE Open Campus Dominica head Ms. Kimon Joseph. 32 community-based organizations serving rural communities in Jamaica last week participated in an assessment exercise to help them enhance their skills and build capacity to serve residents better. And President Maithripala Sirisena says the alleged ringleader behind Sri Lanka's Easter Sunday bombings was killed during the hotel attacks. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Whitney Milliner.
Top of the hour news, as it happens. When-